Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the host. I'm about to say, man, I stopped drinking. You know, I quit drinking. But anyway, let's try this again. Welcome to the off-ram, good people. It's your host, Beach Bum Gun, on this lovely March 15, 2013, 11 p.m. How are y'all doing tonight? Gotta love Fridays. Hope you're getting ready, getting dressed for the club, get your pimp suit on, put your high heels on, ready to have a good night, have a good drink. Have a drink for me because I quit drinking. Welcome to the off-ramp. We discuss anything you want to talk about. This show is for the people. You know, you ain't everybody be on the radio talking about they got to be an expert. You ain't got to be an expert. If you got an opinion, this is the show for you. You can talk about anything. We talk about sports, politics, love, anything. You know, reproduction. You know what I mean? Anything you want to talk about, we can talk about. Just feel free to call on up. 646-915-8680, reporting to you live with my co-host, Mr. Righteous. Say what's up to the people.
What's going on, world?
All right. So we can get right on into it. Well, first, let me take a brief moment. I haven't been able to give my sponsors their just due these last couple nights because the conversations have been too funny. It's been a lot of arguing. It's been a lot of jokes. I haven't been able to get to them. So I want to give a quick shout-out to Olive Coco Magazine for all your news and gossip. Hit up my homegirl at Pamela Rajan on Twitter. She gets you everything you need. Women love that magazine. Big ups to my man, ChoiceTaste.com, Chef of the Stars, chefing up all them good recipes. You know what I mean? You can even get a private little session with ChoiceTaste.com. But come on, ladies, he's married, so don't be trying to dip all in his grits. He's going to show you how to cook. He's not going to cook it up, if you know what I'm saying. Then we got Stick to a Fitness out there on the West Coast. They're coming on the East Coast. They're blowing up. I don't know if you've heard Stick to a Fitness, man. They've helped me lose 15 pounds already, 15 and counting, trying to get that sexy back, man. Wife told me I was diggling too much, man, so I had to get back in shape. Thanks to Stick to a Fitness, I've already lost 15 pounds. Marisol Johnson Insurance.com. Please hit her up for all your insurance. Quick little story. My apartment burned down. I lost everything. Didn't have any insurance, and she called me a dummy because I know her personally. And she could have, for about $5 a month, she could have got me renter's insurance, and I could have got all my big screens and stuff replaced. Well, I'm lying. I had no big screens. I didn't even have cable, but at least I got my Martin DVDs back. So, and then we also got RichBefore30.com. Pick up that book, The Real Silver Dollar. I am almost done it, and it is an immaculate read. As soon as I'm done reading it, I'm going to prepare my notes and give you all a good talk on what the book's about, the highlights that I loved about it, see if we can get Billionaire Brown on the talk show to talk about it. So please give love to our sponsors. They give us a platform to give you a platform to talk on. So they help provide the voice. All right, so let's get into a show. Got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. Glad my co-host, Mr. Righteous, is on the phone because I ate some ice cream and I'm lactose intolerant. So if I go silent, I'm in the bathroom. What'd you say?
I ain't say nothing.
Okay, heard the background. All right, so I just want to give y'all a quick scores update on what's going on out there. Let's see. In the NBA, the Heat extend their winning streak. They just beat up on the Bucks. I like Brandon Jennings, man, but, you know, Milwaukee doesn't look too good. Kobe played about 12 minutes. Couldn't deal with that ankle, man, even though the Lakers still pulled out a win against the Pacers. But I don't know. That Steve Nash and Howard pick and roll look kind of good tonight. The Nuggets and the Grizzlies, they're still playing. Nuggets is up 5, but no one cares about those type of teams. the Warriors and the Bulls are another playoff team. They just started their first quarter. That's a good one. Bulls is up. Looking through. Rockets beat the Timberwolves. No one cares. Magic lost again. Everyone laughs at that organization. All right, and college basketball. I don't know if y'all seen it, man. College basketball has been off the hook today. If you're a fan of sports, this is the time to get into college basketball. A lot of for the ladies out there who don't understand, right now is when the conference tournaments are taking place. And what it is if a team wins that conference tournament, they're already automatically into the big NCAA tournament. So it's a lot of good basketball getting played. A lot of teams who haven't had that good regular season are really fighting their way. Maryland lost to Duke. Maryland beat Duke. Duke got beat up out there. Did you see that game, Mr. Righteous?
I saw little bits and pieces of it. I saw called like the end of the second half, and that was about it. So it was a pretty good game.
Yeah, Duke can't handle the big fella down there. Yo, that Maryland, I don't know why Maryland doesn't play well throughout the entire year. I mean, they had a losing record in the ACC. But they can always beat Duke for some reason. Notre Dame and Louisville is going on right now. Louisville's up by 3, and then the tight one. Michigan State was a hell of a game with Iowa. They won. Michigan State's doing pretty well. I like them in my bracket. No one cares about Kansas State. Who else was I watching? Oh, Syracuse, Georgetown. Did you see that game?
Nah.
Yo, because you know this is the end of the Big East, because, you know, for all the people who don't know that the Big East is breaking up a lot of teams because of football. You know, football makes so much money. A lot of teams are going to different going to different conferences. So the Big East was like a staple in college basketball. It's one of the most exciting times. It came at the right time with Pat Ewing, you know what I mean, at Chris Mullin at St. John's. It was their first TV deal. It was in Madison Square Garden. And it's produced some big-time games. I mean, people who you wouldn't even understand, like McNamara, I don't know, not the rapper, but the white dude from Syracuse who killed it that one year, was just hitting game winner after game winner. Carmelo was in there. Iverson was in there. So Syracuse-Georgetown was a big rivalry, and this is the last game that they're going to play in the Big East tournament. And, of course, it went to overtime, man, and Syracuse ended up pulling it out. But even though it was a great game, you know, the score was only 58-55, and that included an overtime. I understand good defense, but I don't know if I could pick them high in my bracket, man. They just – their offense sucks to me. Then we got the only other game I kind of paid attention to was the Miami game, Miami-Boston College, because I was watching that at the gym earlier. Yo, Fat Dude, Mr. Righteous, have you seen Miami play? Have you paid attention to them?
Yeah, I saw a couple games. They're pretty good, man. They're real when they playing.
Yeah, I like that young kid Larkin. I didn't know that was Steve Larkin's son, the famous Cincinnati Reds shortstop, third base. Ah, oh, that's gonna kill me. Is it Cincinnati? Did he play for the Reds?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm black. I don't pay attention too much to baseball other than the Phillies. But, you know, if you know, feel free to call up. This is your show, too. Call up and let us correct us. But, yeah, Steve Larkin, sub, man. Kid said that his dad said he wanted to play baseball, yo. Kid went out for baseball. Coach told him that whoever told you how to hit a baseball didn't teach you nothing. Kid went home crying, yo, and said, I'm done with this. Yo, quit baseball and picked up basketball. He's a hell of a point guard, though. I like him running the point. So, all right, that was your little sports wrap, bro, for what's been going on. You know, Kentucky lost today to Vanderbilt. As a Kentucky fan, that hurt. Villanova's playing right now. It's kind of tough. So, about sports and football, what do I got? Oh, Greg Jennings went to the Vikings. Hey, Mr. Righteous, is there any loyalty in football anymore?
Not really. Not when it comes to the players who help develop and help build some teams. I think a lot of oftentimes owners, when the player starts to get up there in age, they decide, you know, they don't want to deal with that. They want to get younger players in there. They figure that, you know, eventually these guys are gonna retire, so let them go retire somewhere else. But I think it's more so money thing, because a lot of those older players will want more money, more than what the owner is really trying to pay.
Yeah, man. With Greg Jennings going to the Vikings from the Packers, with Steven Jackson going from the Rams to Atlanta, even though they're not a big rivalry, they've had some good NFC matches. And with Welker going from New England to Denver, man, you just think that you would want to keep these guys who's been a staple of your organization. But I guess you ain't willing to pay that money. Somebody else is. I'd leave too.
Yep.
Guys, that's pretty much our sports topics.
Hold on, I got one thing. Just announced the Eagles won't be doing camp in Lehigh anymore.
Oh, where are you going?
Camp is going to be at the Link. At the Link and at the NovaCare Center. So it's gonna, they ain't going nowhere. They're doing everything right in Philly.
Oh. All right. Yeah. I ain't never gonna go watch them. I ain't care less where their camp is. Them dummies need to start winning the game.
But that was a big thing for the people up in Bethlehem, because, you know, when they had their camp up there, that's where they made a lot of their money, because, you know, people come out of town just to go sit up there and watch those dudes practice. So now, you know, they're going to be losing a lot of money this summer, because ain't nobody coming up there. Everybody's going to stay in Philly.
Look, I see what you're saying. But, we're from the area, so all of our listeners out there, Bethlehem is basically about an hour outside of Philadelphia. I wouldn't even consider it a suburb. It's rural country. You know, it was big in, you know, the mining days up in the mountains and all that. So please believe I mean this by all due respect. I can give a shit less if they lose money. You live in the fucking mountains. Move out the mountains. If you need money, get a job closer to the city. Like, no one's going to feel sorry for you that you live in a mountain, you know? Like, there's nothing there. If there is more than enough people smooching off the government welfare, which is another topic, for you to get closer to the city and get something done. I don't give a shit if you're losing money, because the NFL team, they practice at Lehigh University. I've been to Lehigh. I played against Lehigh. I've been to their dorms. I got my wife in the room, so I'm not going to get into that story. I've been all over their campus. Believe you me, Lehigh ain't losing money. So I don't know what the kind of money or economy they think this is going to be a big impact, but they were only there for a week. There ain't nothing but three hotels in Allentown, Pennsylvania. It's a shitty town. Move out the mountain.
Oh, man. He went in on them.
If you're a mountain person, you know, I've seen the wild and wonderful world whites of West Virginia, which if you haven't seen that movie, please check it out. That joint is wild. But, you live in the mountains and you're poor because there's no more coal mining jobs, it's 2013. We have hybrid cars now. No one has coal stoves anymore. Stop trying to mine for coal. Most of these dummies don't even know how to mine for coal. They've just been so stuck in West Virginia. I don't want to pull out West Virginia. But they've been so stuck in the mountains, they don't ever think about moving. Like, it irritates me, and I get it, because I used to be like that with New Jersey. I love New Jersey. Love it, love it, love it. I never wanted to leave. Thank God someone put me on a plane, because there is way better places that are more beautiful than New Jersey. And there's a lot more beautiful places than the mountain people. I mean, for goodness sake, people be inbreeding up there. If you don't have enough people that you can't sleep with a family member, then it's time to leave.
That's pretty disgusting.
It is time to leave. Would you say?
I said that's pretty disgusting.
Yeah, I'm just saying, yo, like.
No, I know. I'm just saying it's pretty disgusting that they do stuff like that. Now, it's not just in those places. I mean, it's other places too. Like, you go further south, deep in the backwoods of the south, where you might come up missing. You go to them parts. You ain't get no cell phone service. You can't cry for help.
Hey, man, my wife's from there. Believe me, I know. I know about the deep south.
And the sheriff is part of the clique.
Son, and my wife's Yo, son, in my wife's neighborhood, you have to pay for your own streetlights. Like, they streetlights ain't provided for you. If it's dark and you can't see, you're on your own. You have to pay for your own streetlights.
Huh? Turn your porch light on. You got to turn the porch light on and you have a flashlight, huh?
Son, it's real out there, yo.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of ditches for you to end up missing, yo. But that's just how, I mean, that's just how I feel about, you know what I mean? Like, I understand that Lehigh could be, you know what I mean, well, that area, Bethlehem area, it's really nice up there. So I don't know how much of money they could really be using. But, I mean, I know their main income was just stuff that they got off the mountains. But fucking move, yo. Philadelphia's an hour.
Nah, it wasn't the school. It was just, you know, the local businesses out there. So that's what they did. Yeah. The local business people. I mean, the people from the area is happy about because they ain't got a job all the way the heck up there. And that's going to, you know, yeah, I mean, and but the people up down in Bethlehem is a little upset about it. But oh well, they'll get over it.
Yeah. All right. Well, next guy. Quick next topic. Wanted to ask you something, Mr. Righteous. I'm glad you on the line. Yo, callers, feel free to call in 646-915-8680. I want to ask a little off ramp topic. I want to ask a question. Is it important for a man to get on his knee when proposing to his wife?
Is it important?
Yeah.
It's the chivalry thing to do. I mean, that's what's been done. That's what has been done since the beginning of time with the whole marriage thing. But I mean, nowadays a lot of things, everything's just changed now. So I mean, I guess it just all depends on what you think as the man is more. You know, what you think would be, how you say, flattering to the female, and you know how you think it would be. I mean, I don't think you necessarily have to. But it's the chivalry thing with that quote unquote.
But what does getting on the knee do? Like, what is? I've never understood that. Why do you have to get on the knee?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know why you got to get on the knee. That's what I'm just saying. Like everything we do, all this traditional stuff, it always came from somewhere that somebody said is what you're supposed to do. Well, I mean, they say you're supposed to wear white. But only the purest are supposed to wear white. Well, shoot, some people that wear white ain't pure.
Yeah, because I definitely got high with my man before he got married. He wore all white, and I was just like, this just doesn't seem right, but I'll smooth up.
I said tradition. I mean, people with this whole tradition, some people follow tradition, some people don't follow tradition. I mean, I don't think it's a big deal. I mean,
I don't mind tradition if I see the importance of it. Maybe it's just
right. Ignorance
on me and I just don't understand it. Because I just don't understand why you have to get on the knee to ask a woman to marry you. Like, I'm of the whole position where, like, oh, we just got a caller online. But let me, hey, 202, I'm going to get to you in a quick second. I just wanted to say this. Like, I just feel like, yo, if I'm asking you to marry me, right, and this ain't no BS marriage where you having my baby, and I don't feel like getting hit up with child support, so I'm asking you to marry me. I'm saying, like, if I'm in love with you and I was for the rest of my life with you, why do I have to get on the bend of knee? I'm already giving you a ring. I mean, shit, I'm not getting nothing out of it. Like, I did probably paid dinner that night. I done probably bought flowers. I done probably took you to a movie. I done gave you a ring that probably put me in debt. And now I got to get on my knee just for a yes? Like, why can't I stand straight up? Why can't I put my arm around you? Like, yo, let's go ahead and get married.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense. But hold on, we got a call on the line. I got a call from 202 area code. What up? You on the off ramp?
What's going on, V?
Hey, Marge, who am I speaking with?
Yo, the reason you got to get on one knee, yo, is because you're like 7 feet tall. Yo, you're a Sasquatch. Can't no girl look you out of eye, yo, if you can't say that.
I know you ain't talking. I seen the beehive that you grabbed up and gave to your wife and was like, yeah, marry me. You put some honey in your hand, talk about let's make this real. Yo, so Big Brother Blue Mile, yo, you're a man of the cloth, you know, you into this whole Jesus thing. Why do you really have to get on your knee? What's the importance of getting on your knee to a woman? I don't understand.
Man, it's two things, man. Obviously, if you take it back, it's a chivalrous way to go. But you know, more importantly, it's showing that you're willing to submit to her as she's willing to submit unto you.
Yo, back in the day, didn't you should take a club and beat the hell out of a woman and drag her and like, you're my wife? How did you go from that to getting on a knee and being shivered? Now, I'm not saying disrespect the woman. I'm not saying not even treat the women great. But why do I have to get on the knee? Like, I'm an old dude, yo. I done played a lot of years of football. It was tough for me to get down there, yo.
Well, here I found something. With same thing with me and Blue Miles just was talked about, the whole chivalry thing. It's the custom of getting down on one knee goes back to the days of knighthood and chivalry, when it was customary for a knight to bow in a show of servitude to his mistress and his master. We ain't got no damn masters. In a romantic era in Europe, people hearkened it back to the days of chivalry and became a popular custom for a proposing man or woman. So it's a whole traditional thing that happened in Europe, and it just translated over here, and everybody got hit to it and started doing it. So pretty much, you don't have to do it. It's not written in the rule book that, oh, you got to get on one knee, because I ain't get on one knee.
I'm gonna go ahead and change my mind, because if it came from the Europeans, yo, it's a setup. Everybody who follows the Europeans, and that butt naked and broke.
Hey, Big Brother Blue Mile, you don't fuck with the Europeans, yo?
Nah, yo, everybody's in there with the Europeans, yo. Butt naked and broke, yo. That's their bumper sticker.
Yo, and you know what, man? You know, speaking of that, the whole European
butt naked
and broke, like,
yo? In the line with two dudes, yo. You can't be saying butt naked and broke speaking of that.
No, I was just speaking of that because your boy Christopher Columbus, you know, he's from Spain or whatever, and he was the one that started calling us the Negroes, even though it was supposed to be Negro, the whole Spanish thing, but when they got over here, they couldn't even pronounce the word Negro, so they just said Negro, and that's what the whole thing black comes. Don't you think they should change the color black, man?
Hold on. I know you have a problem with the word Negro. When the other day you said the term redskin was racist.
No, I knew you was gonna bring it. I was just messing with you. I knew that was gonna come up.
I'm gonna call you a Negro. I'm gonna call you a Negro. Your mama call you a Negro. I'm gonna call you a Negro.
Yo, but yeah, man, all that stuff is traditional stuff, man. You don't have to follow tradition unless it's something that, you know, that was been through your family. If it's a family tradition, that's something different. But when it comes from somewhere else, man, I ain't got to follow it. It ain't written in the rule books. It ain't in the laws. I won't get arrested for doing it or getting fined for doing it. So, I didn't get on one knee, like I said. I was sitting on the floor in front of the couch, man. We was talking, and I pulled it out. Will you marry me? Yes, baby.
Yeah, you was just sitting on the floor. Was she sitting on the floor? Was she on the couch?
She was sitting on the couch.
So hold on, let me get this right. She was on the couch, and you was on the floor when you asked her to marry you. So was you in there munching a box, yo?
I don't know, man. I was munching a box, man.
Yeah, I was just saying, yo.
I'm up for munching a box with fur on my face talking about will you marry me. Come on, man.
Yeah, you might have found love that night, yo. Hey, Blue Mile, what you doing, yo?
Hey, man, like I said before, yo, mess with the Europeans, yo. You end up broken butt naked, yo. He was definitely on the box, yo.
Yo, man, Europeans got us the Karma Sutra and the Menage a Trois. Yo. You ain't never seen Talladega Nights, yo?
That's the Hindus, yo. That's the Hindu dudes, yo. That's the Punjabi market dudes, yo. Sugar and spice all the time.
Yo, did you say Punjabi market? Yeah.
Hello, we just lost the listeners on that one.
The Punjabi market, yeah. Is that like a DC flea market, yeah? The Punjabi Market.
Yeah, it's one of the spice store up here, yo. It says it's Punjabi Market, yo. Sugar and spice and all things nice, yo. Yeah, walking that joint, you gonna see a 7 foot dude named Ahmed, yo.
Half of that joint is beer.
You're going to Dallas Airport too much then, you know.
I think it's my wife's cousin, yo.
Yeah, I don't know where Mr. Righteous is at, yo. His beard,
Mr. Righteous,
yo.
I'm right here, yo.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Oh, my bad. I'm back next to mama, yo.
Oh, man. Yo, fools, man.
Yeah, so but I mean, just going on the whole proposal, I just never got into, just never thought about, I never thought getting on the knee was just a big deal, man. I figured if it's between two people who love each other, it don't matter whether you're on your knee or standing up. I mean, you got to stand up for your woman for the rest of your life. So why you gotta get on the knee, yo? I just feel like, I keep taking losses in marriage, yo. I ain't got nothing yet, yo. My wife keeps telling me, I'm like, you got me.
It's all part of the process, though. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to want whoever marries your daughter, you know, to get on one knee. You know what
I'm just saying, yo. Yo, but hold on, yo. You a man in a cloth, yo. I should be butt naked running around with cheetahs, yo. They ate the apple. Really, they should be getting on the knee asking me to marry. That's the reason why I'm not in paradise. I should be running around with a tiger sash on my back, butt naked, balls and Johnson dance, eating berries off the trees, except for one tree. One tree I know not to touch.
But now
I have to submit myself to the fact that, you know what I mean, when I take a shit, it's painful. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not supposed to feel no pain.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you know, I got to have contact on every day. Why? Because she ate the apple. So she should get on the knee, yo. I feel like women are. Women for mankind, yo.
Oh, my God.
Did you get on one knee? What'd you say? Hold on. Did I get on one knee?
Yeah.
No, I got on one knee, yo. I had no choice. My wife is 5 foot nothing, yo, in heels. I had to get on one knee just so she could see me.
Okay.
Yeah, she probably shot you with a tranquilizer. You probably wasn't on one knee. You was probably halfway knocked out. They probably saw a bear and shot you in the ass with a tranquilizer. You was probably falling
to the bear.
You was probably caught up in one of them trees, yo, and you fell out the tree, yo, baby.
What about you, Beach? Did you get on one knee?
Me? Nah, man. I asked my girl to marry me in the middle of a game of Madden, yo. I was wasted, yo.
He put the game on pause and said, "Will you marry me?" Yes, and we're back to the game.
there was a random person in this world that I was on Madden with. Who heard me ask my beautiful wife to marry me, yo. Like, I had to tell him, I was like, yo, can I put the game on pause? So you only got 30 seconds for pause, right? And they can press start and start the clock earlier. I was like, yo, can I put the game on pause real quick because you know I pause it? And it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. He's like, yeah, that's cool. I'm up drinking. I was like, all right, cool. I was like, hey. And Cheryl, my wife, she was looking at me. By this time, she had already saw the ring and all that. And she was like, what? I was like, yo, so you going to marry me? And she was like, really? I was like, yeah, you got to hurry up. I'm in the middle of a game. So she was like, yeah, and I called her mom. And like, I got back in the game. I was like, all right, yeah, we can play. He's like, yeah, did you just ask your woman to marry you? I was like, yeah. He said, man, you cold-blooded.
I gotta put y'all on mute,
yo. That's our time, yeah. It went by fast, yo. Wanna thank all my co-hosts for always being in on here, yo. One thing, Big Brother Blue Mile for calling in. Thanks for all the people on Twitter sending me texts and all that stuff. Love hanging out with y'all, talking on the off-ramp again. Always call in 646-915-8680. Thanks for all my sponsors. I shouted you out early, man. Can't wait to talk to y'all on Monday, man. Have a good night. Have a good weekend. Stay sober. Drive safe. Peace. Yeah.